You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The bigger the brand, the brighter is the spotlight that shines on its successes and also failures. Right from its inception, Brand Apple has been in the eye of a media storm. Often, observers have wrung their hands and have wondered if it will survive this crisis or that. And then there are those who've always expressed abiding faith in Apple Inc.'s credibility. Ron Tarosian, founder, president and CEO of New York-based 5W Public Relations, wrote a piece in InspiredEconomist.com in 2010 and discussed why, compared to many other brands, Apple could better weather a crisis of faith. Welcome to this Money Control podcast that's called Digging Deeper. Here we will discuss if 8 years later, Apple inspires the same faith, considering recently, for the first time in years, Apple Inc. gave up its crown as the world's most valuable publicly traded company. As Bloomberg reported on the 26th of November, shares of the iPhone maker have dropped sharply over the past several weeks, and the decline has erased about $300 billion in market cap from the company, which just in October had touched a record $1.1 trillion valuation. We quote, "The slump took the company's market cap briefly below that of Microsoft's on Monday, the first time in more than 8 years that Microsoft was worth more by this metric. It was also the first time since 2013 that any company topped it, ever since Apple eclipsed ExxonMobil Corp. in size," unquote. Bloomberg pointed out that Apple's market cap ultimately regained its number one rank, closing at $828 billion as of 4:05 p.m. in New York, while Microsoft's stood at $822.9 billion after the two spent much of Monday afternoon jockeying for the top seat. Shares of Apple rose 1.4%, erasing an earlier decline, while Microsoft climbed 3.3%. And this quick climb back to the top reminded us once again of Ron Tarosian's piece that said that Apple has been innovating and determining the way consumers live, do business and interact for so long that a misstep, though expected, could not dent its overall image. We quote, "It's a brand that applies to all industries and it reinvents itself all the time while dominating the markets of telecom, tech and mass consumption," unquote. Hence, it has what few of its rivals have. Influence not just on technology, but mass culture. And that is because it has always known how to reach out to its customers, those who are already loyal and those whose loyalties can fall any minute in their side of the yard like ripe fruit.
The Deep Dive podcast series. Has Apple bitten off more than it can chew?
Apple has always understood marketing. Apple and Microsoft may have had a long-standing rivalry, but the former has always played a bruising market game, and it has brought into the tech market advertising strategies that don't mind taking swipes at its opponents. Remember 1984, the Ridley Scott-directed epic television commercial that introduced the Apple Macintosh personal computer in the US during a Super Bowl break? The dystopian landscape in the ad did not just allude to George Orwell's novel 1984. It warned consumers against conformity in a veiled reference to rival IBM, while reminding them that Apple, the brand, was personal to each individual. Apple versus Microsoft. As Bloomberg correctly stated, Apple and Microsoft have one of the most widely reported rivalries in Silicon Valley, one that goes back to the mid-1970s when both were founded within a year of each other and focused on making breakthroughs in developing personal computers. We quote, "Microsoft dominated in the dot-com era, but subsequently lost ground as the Cupertino, California-based Apple launched such iconic products as the iPod and especially the iPhone, which would grow to become its most important product line." Unquote. Yet, that very product, says the piece, is among the challenges facing Apple today, with concerns over weak iPhone demand pressuring shares to fall 25% from record levels. This is not the first time that the flagship product has suffered a crisis. In 2010, the iPhone 4, post its launch, had received generally positive reviews and over 600,000 pre-orders within 24 hours. But its release was marred by highly publicized reports about abnormalities in its new antenna design, weak cellular signal and more. Every launch has had over the years mixed reviews, but the brand Apple has not lost credibility. As Ron had said in 2010, Apple could even afford an iPhone 4 recall because in our collective imagination, the brand remains a symbol of technological modernity, of mobility, portability, and integration. We quote, "It defines social interaction through its apps. As a business, it acts as a generator of income for app developers and social media marketers. And let's not forget how it revolutionized the music industry through iTunes," unquote. Cut to the present, and Microsoft, we are told, isn't immune to weakness in the technology sector either, although it has held up much better, falling about 8% from its own all-time high in October, as investors take to its enterprise-oriented business, as well as the success of its cloud computing division. Change is the key to lasting success. Microsoft, over the decades, has succeeded in finding a sweet spot between its core strengths and diversification, and Apple may have to do the same if it wants to stay in the lead in the long run. Bloomberg observed, while Apple analysts see it transitioning to a business model based more on services than unit sales, there could be more pain ahead for the stock, which could dethrone it from the number one spot in a more decisive fashion. Unquote. Still, one cannot deny the truth in the statement made by Ron that Apple has done what no other brand could do, to integrate and harmonize all its sub-brands as leverage for major awareness building, and its strength has always been innovation, and that has helped it achieve the sleeping bag phenomenon outside Apple stores worldwide before every major product launch. The race to the top. The fight to become the most valuable company in the world is, however, never a fully settled score between the two rivals. As Tom Warren reported on the 26th of November in the Verge.com, Apple first passed Microsoft back in 2010, with the New York Times describing the moment as, and we quote, the end of an era and the beginning of the next one, unquote. Well, we quote Tom here. While Apple's stock has seen phenomenal growth over the past 5 years, culminating in a $1 trillion valuation earlier this year, investors are concerned about iPhone sales, which still make up nearly 60% of Apple's entire revenue. Apple has warned it may miss Wall Street estimates during the holiday quarter, and the forecast sent the stock price down. Recent reports suggest Apple has resumed iPhone X production due to weak XS sales. Apple will no longer reveal how many iPhones, iPads, and Macs it sells, making it harder for analysts to calculate exactly how well iPhone sales are going in the future. Unquote. Under CEO Satya Nadella's watchful eye, says the piece, Microsoft stock has also been performing well in recent years, and Nadella has refocused Microsoft on the cloud, and the software giant has been making big gains against Amazon, its primary rival. We quote, Microsoft passed Google earlier this year in market cap value and also passed Amazon last month. Microsoft has a surprisingly diverse business compared to other tech giants. Windows, Xbox, and Surface combined make up just 36% of Microsoft's entire revenue compared to 86% of Google's revenue coming from ads, unquote. Microsoft appears to have learnt well from its past failures when it struggled to cope with the mobile era with its half-hearted Windows Phone efforts. But as The Verge says, and we quote, the company has shown it's resilient. Microsoft is now focused on cross-platform technologies, the cloud, artificial intelligence, and is aiming to secure the future of quantum computing and mixed reality computing. All of these efforts will face intense competition from Apple, Google, Amazon, Facebook, and other companies, so expect to see a lot of market cap position trading in the years ahead. Unquote. It's not over till it's over. Forbes also posted on the 23rd of November a piece about how Apple's stock had seen a sharp sell-off in recent weeks, falling by close to 25% from all-time highs seen in October. We quote, the declines have largely been driven by reports that the company is cutting back production orders for the iPhone XS, XS Max, and XR, casting doubt on the uptake of the company's newest devices. While the concerns are legitimate, considering that the iPhone accounts for about two-thirds of Apple's revenues, we believe that Apple's stock remains undervalued at current levels. Unquote. So as always, there is an acknowledgement from some quarter that the brand is too powerful to be written off. The piece went on to say that while reports of production cuts could be a cause for concern, this is not exactly new for Apple. We quote, the company has on occasion misread demand. For instance, it underestimated the demand for iPhone 6 and 7 and apparently overestimated demand for 6S and 10. Moreover, iPhone shipments have actually been sluggish for some time now, growing by less than 1.5% over the last 2 years and declining compared to FY15 when it saw an upgrade supercycle driven by the iPhone 6. However, Despite the sluggish shipments, iPhone revenue growth has been reasonably strong, driven by Apple's strategy of raising prices. Apple's iPhone ASPs have risen by about $160 over the last 5 years to $765, and roughly 70% of that increase has come in the last year alone, driven by the pricier models such as the iPhone X. We expect Apple to see modest iPhone revenue growth in the long run, driven by the ASP increases, unquote. The Forbes piece also indicates that Apple's margins could also see some upside in the medium term due to multiple reasons. For one, Apple has been driving significant growth in its high-margin services business. Says the piece, and we quote, "We estimate that the business will account for 16% of Apple's revenues, up from just 9% 5 years ago. As a meaningful portion of the business is commission-based, that's app sales, subscription and other fees, it could help to bolster Apple's margins." Separately, the company could also see some tailwinds in the near term due to declining semiconductor prices. NAND prices are trending steadily lower, with major vendors adding 3D NAND capacity, allowing the company to better capitalize on its premium devices, while DRAM prices are also projected to fall from 2019 onwards. Apple's margins could also benefit from more mature production processes for the iPhone X form factor and more mainstream components used on the new XR, unquote. The company, reminds Forbes, also has some earnings upside from its services business and other products divisions. While both segments together account for just about 20% of the company's revenues, they have accounted for over 75% of Apple's growth over the last 3 years, and the trend is likely to continue as products such as Apple Watch and AirPods drive incremental growth, says Forbes. New challenges. Hungarian-born American businessman, engineer, author, and a pioneer in the semiconductor industry, Andy Grove, said once memorably that success breeds complacency, complacency breeds failure, and only the paranoid survive. The question is Apple paranoid enough to maintain its brand value? Here's something from a piece in the interestingly named Apple magazine. We quote, "In what could be a worrying break with tradition for the company, it took 4 days for the latest model of the iPhone to sell out. A striking change from the days when the newest gadget could render the sold-out signs on release day. Now this could also be to do with the fact that in the wake of the new iPhone, the slightly older model receives a $100 price cut. But that is really not going to help Apple continue to sell their flagship gadget at a productive rate. Given that the iPhone is responsible for 59% of Apple's revenue, an alarmingly high figure given their wide range of products, this begs the question, are Apple worried? With the sudden reluctance to share figures, the drop in shares, and the reduction in supply orders, it would be easy to think so. So while Apple are not exactly strapped for cash, they are not thriving like they were during their innovative reign of the early 2010s. Perhaps Apple should focus on updating the capability of their devices rather than the aesthetics, unquote.
The Deep Dive podcast series. Has Apple bitten off more than it can chew?
It would be wise, however, to remember that Apple has survived a crisis or two in the past and has come back stronger. The brand, in a way, is like a controversial world champion that a lot of onlookers love to hate and rejoice when a long-winning streak comes to an end. Apple has always innovated its products, but can it redefine its macro vision to keep up with the headwinds of changing times? Only its profit margins will tell in the near future.
This has been a Digging Deeper podcast, and you have been listening to Money Control.